Good evening, everyone. We'll call to order the regular, the City Council regular meeting for Tuesday, November 22nd, 2016. Item number two on the agenda, our Pledge of Allegiance. My colleague and friend, Councilmember Larry Domenichini, would you do the honors, please, leading us in the pledge?
Please stand. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome.
Item number three, roll call. Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Domenichini.
Here.
Councilmember Bello.
Here.
Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Vice Mayor Yoder. Mayor Hanson.
Here. Thank you, Natalie. Item number four, consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council person requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the council, item 4A, consider approval of the general checking, payroll, and direct deposit check registers. Item 4B, consider approval of the minutes of the regular City Council meeting held on October 25th, 2016. And item 4C, consider approval of the minutes of the regular City Council meeting held on November 8th, 2016. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the agenda. Is accept.
Councilmember Williams has moved to approve the consent agenda as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Councilmember Domenichini has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Carries 4-0. Thank you very much. Item number five, installation of officers. Item 5A, pursuant to Election Code Section 10265, City Clerk Natalie Butler will administer the oath of office to newly elected Councilmember Carrie Warren and re-elected Councilmembers Gary Hansen and Larry Mello. Following the swearing in of the council members, we will hold a brief 10-minute recess to allow for the transition of the outgoing and incoming council members. And the outgoing council member will be my friend and colleague, Mr. Larry Domenichini. And Larry, before we proceed with the swearing in, once again, it's been my honor, sincere pleasure to serve with you, the Willow City Council. You've been an outstanding council member. You're a good man. You're dedicated. I said all these nice accolades to you here a couple of weeks ago, but sincerely, you've served the city for many years as a planning commissioner and chair of the planning commission. Well, you've served the council and the city of Willows and the citizens of the city of Willows extremely well as a council member and also as former mayor. So it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure to serve with you guys.
So thank you. Thanks again, Larry. Madam Clerk.
Okay. Mayor Hansen and Councilmember Bello have come forward. Okay. If you all please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Gary Hansen.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties upon which I am about to enter.
The duties upon which I am about to enter.
As a City Council member for the City of Willows.
As a City Council member for the City of Willows.
Congratulations. Let me get you your certificate of elections.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. There you go. There you go.
Goodness gracious.
Okay, we'll take a brief 10-minute recess.
Okay, there we go.
With the meeting tonight, continuing the meeting, and the time is 7:13 p.m. For Madam Clerk's records. Moving on to item number 6 on the agenda, ceremonial matters. Item 6A, presentation of a proclamation declaring December 7, 2016 as Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day and World War II 75-year commemoration day. So I have a proclamation from the City of Willows right now I'd like to read into the record. And Barbara LaDucer, thank you for your attendance tonight. Once again. City of Willows Proclamation, declaring Wednesday, December 7, 2016 as Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day and World War II 75-year commemoration day. Whereas on December 7, 1941, as dawn broke over the island of Oahu, hundreds of bombs broke through the sky as Imperial Japanese Navy forces launched an unprovoked aerial attack on an American naval base at Pearl Harbor, launching America into a conflict that would forever change the course of human dignity, freedom, and history. While the bombardment lasted only 2 hours, it was devastating, destroying nearly 20 American naval vessels, including 8 battleships and more than 300 airplanes. The surprise assault resulted in the deaths of 2,403 unsuspecting and innocent military personnel and civilians alike, and wounded an additional 1,178 others. And whereas on December 8, 1941, while addressing the United States Congress concerning the surprise assault on Pearl Harbor, President Franklin D. Roosevelt requested that Congress declare war on Japan, stating in part, quote, "Yesterday, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. I believe I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make very certain that this form of treachery shall never endanger us again," unquote. On that day, December 8, 1941, Congress approved President Roosevelt's request for declaration of war, and the United States had officially joined World War II. And whereas, although America may have been unprepared for war, in response to the declaration of war, the American people summoned a great national effort and military strength, and patriots from every corner of our nation answered the call to serve and band together in common cause. 16 million Americans left behind everything they knew and loved in order to fight for freedom far from home and liberate a continent from the grip of tyranny. Individuals from all backgrounds and walks of life courageously crossed oceans and stormed beaches, uplifting a generation and paving the way for our fiercest adversaries to become some of our closest allies. And whereas the sacrifices of our military personnel at Pearl Harbor became a prelude to those that America's brave fighting forces were to endure around the world for the next 3.5 years. And in the example of those who came forth in those months and years following the attack on Pearl Harbor, we saw an enduring truth that no challenge is too great when we stand as one people committed to the ideals which the stars and stripes symbolize. And we remember that strength, vigilance, and devotion will forever keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. And whereas it is appropriate to recognize and honor America's greatest generation who, through sacrifice, valor, dedication, and determination, courageously defended our nation and preserved our freedom, and also to honor those American patriots who died as a result of their service. We resolve that we will keep faith with those we have loved and lost, and resolve that, always, we will remember Pearl Harbor and the global conflict of World War II. Now, therefore, I, Gary Hansen, as Mayor of the City of Willows, and on behalf of the Willows City Council, do hereby proclaim December 7th, 2016 as Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day and World War II 75-year Commemoration Day in the City of Willows, and I call upon the citizens of Willows to observe this solemn occasion with appropriate ceremonies and activities and to pledge eternal vigilance and strong resolve to defend our nation and its allies from future aggression. In witness thereof, I have hereunto set my hand and have caused the seal of the City of Willows to be affixed hereto this 22nd day of November 2016.
Employers from considering union connections when hiring. Washington reported 2,000 Japanese to be evacuated from the West Coast. Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor brought U.S. into war. Penicillin was given the first successful clinical trial. William Golden and Brenda Marshall were wed in Las Vegas. President was F.D. Roosevelt. Vice President was Harry A. Wallace. And the sports were Eddie, and I don't know how to pronounce that last name, got second victory, in the Kentucky Derby. Davison Rose won Indy 500, averaged 115 miles an hour. Navy defeated Army 14-6 in the annual football game. The Academy Award winners were, picture was Hal Green with Mike Alley. Actress was Joan Fontaine, Suspicion. Actor was Gary Cooper, Sergeant York. And the first were Joan Baez, American folk singer and political activist. Otis Redding, American soul singer. Jesse Jackson, politician and civil rights leader. A postage stamp was 3 cents. Bread for a pound was 8 cents. A milk was for a quart was 14 cents. A gallon of gas was 19 cents. And a house was $6,954. And the minimum wage was 30 cents. And I was 7 months old.
I was just like,
and I want to thank everybody for, especially Natalie. All I have to do is call her. I just don't want people to forget about these dates that we have all year long. But you won't see me again probably until February.
No, we can't see, but this, Barbara represents the American Legion Auxiliary. You're probably all aware of that, but she's very active in the American Legion Auxiliary. Just does yeoman's work for that
things.
Organization. So.
We just do stuff.
Thanks. Thank you, Barbara. Give a display in the back table so
there's
you check that out.
There's a few items there. I can't bring them all, but on the far left over there is a binder, and it has pictures and a small note of black and white that was taken at the prison where Tokyo Rose was housed. They were given to my husband by his brother-in-law. He was one of her guards, and if he'd been caught with those pictures, he'd have been court-martialed.
We won't tell anybody.
Huh? Or hung, or whatever. But anyway, there's pictures of her taken at the prison. And so a copy of the Chico paper when Pearl Harbor was bombed. And then a couple copies of the Hawaiian paper that was printed in Honolulu. And just some books and stuff there that I have. Like I said, I don't have enough room to bring everything. Bill has I probably got about 350, 400 items of books and material and things like that that he collected over his 30-something years in the military. So I try to share them because I don't know what else to do with them. And I have no one to leave them to. So, but anyway, I hope you look at it. And I got a copy of a surrender that was done on the ship when Japan surrendered. United States. I gave Natalie a copy for her record.
Good, thank you.
So, but, yeah. So, I hope you get to look at
it. We will. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And, retired Willis Fire Chief Jake Jacobs entered the chambers just before we resumed our session from our break, and I just want to note that his father was a member of the Greatest Generation and served admirably in World War II. And Jake, your mom also? Mom served during that time as well. So yeah. They're no longer with us, but thank you for their service, definitely. Thanks again, Barbara. Item number 7, public comment, written communications. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time and recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. Public comment is generally restricted to 3 minutes. Is there any public comment tonight on any items not on the agenda? Chief. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you.
You're sitting in a different chair tonight.
I know, I'm dressed up for the occasion, too. So thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council. Actually, I'm here on behalf of World Number One to, of course, see our friend get sworn in and the rest of the council get sworn in for the reelection. Also to introduce Lieutenant Eccles to everybody. Lieutenant Eccles comes in and replaces Lieutenant Carpenter for our local division of the CHP. Came from division headquarters in West Sacramento, and it was previously an officer here years ago. And I think we probably worked together when I was with the county, so
we did.
So I just wanted to bring him along. He's Jeff's boss, too, so you got to be nice to him as well. So.
And so do I.
I wanted to introduce him to everybody and let them meet him. So he'll come around and shake hands a little bit later. So anyways, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chief. Welcome to Glynn County again, Lieutenant Eccles.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for attending tonight. Any other public comment tonight? Any items not on the agenda? If so, please approach the podium. Anything? Nothing? Okay, very good. Thanks, Chief. Public hearings. Let's see, that would be item 8A. Conduct a public hearing and consider adoption of a resolution extending the effective period of ordinance number 719-2016, medicinal marijuana prohibition. Chief Peabody, good evening.
Good evening, Mayor Hansen, members of the council. Before you tonight is you to consider the adoption of a resolution extending ordinance number 719-216, adopted on January 26th of 2016, regulating the medical marijuana in the city of Willows and adding chapter 9.20 to the Willows Municipal Code entitled Medical Marijuana, imposing an express ban on marijuana cultivation, marijuana processing, and marijuana delivery and marijuana dispensaries in the city of Willows. There was a one-year term on this. Before you tonight is a request to extend this an additional year, which would give the city time to look at the new laws that are may be taking place in the state and give us an opportunity to come up with our own plan. So this would extend out till January of 18. With that, I would be happy to answer any questions. We also have the opportunity with three of the major law enforcement heads in the community here as well.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Chief. Okay. Lady and gentlemen. I almost slipped there, didn't I? Do you have any questions for Chief Peabody before
I don't have
we
any
continue? Anything?
Question, just a comment.
Okay. Mr. Mello.
Next year, all the cities are going to be scrambling. We had a head start, thanks to the staff on this. Here's some interesting information that I found out. The Bureau of Medical Cannabis has now been changed to the Bureau of Marijuana Control. And I've kind of found this interesting, too. If you're a prior offender, if you have been convicted of a marijuana felony, marijuana felony or other offenses that have been downgraded by Proposition 64, you can petition the court. So if you were convicted of a felony back in the 60s or 70s, you could petition the court and they will convert it to the current charges. So there's a lot of older people like me, they're in the 60s, they grew up in the 60s, they're probably running around trying to petition the court to get those felonies changed to like a misdemeanor. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mello. Anything further, members of the council, before we move on? Okay, this time we will move on to the public hearing portion of the agenda. The time is 7:27 p.m. We've now come and we'll open the public hearing at this time on this matter. We've now come to the public input portion of the hearing. The public hearing is being recorded and is subject to possible review by the courts. Therefore, all statements or remarks must be made clearly and distinctly into the microphone. If there is anyone in the audience who has any pertinent evidence or opinions or statements relevant to issues being heard, please step to the microphone, and although it is not required, it is requested that you please state and spell your name for the record. Comments are generally limited to 3 minutes, however, we are liberal with that. Any public comment on this matter tonight? Anything? Mr. Griffith, good evening.
Robert Griffith, the Planning Commission and a trustee. I recommend that we continue the resolution to another year. Even though I see that they approved marijuana, I don't think we want to dispense it here in this town or cultivate it or grow it or whatever. So I'm in support of continuing the resolution.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Griffith. Any other public comment on this item?
Yes.
Mr. Ross.
Doug Ross, Willows resident, D-O-U-G-R-O-S-S. My comment is that from the passage of the 1996 state law to the 2016 state law, I mean to the 2016, yeah, state law, there was 20 years of confusion. And as I recall, the Arcata, California police chief was the first one to step into the void of the public being universally informed, 33 million Californians or whatever, as to what the different, not only agencies, but branches of government stood. To cut to the chase, which is unusual for me perhaps, but I advocate that people have a reasonable explanation, a reasonable expectation of the federal, state, county, and city, in any particular city or county that they're in, that they be communicated a reasonable expectation of what the relationship is between the DEA stance to continue the prohibition and the state's right issue. I'm sure a lot will roll out with the Donald Trump. I read in the New York Times that he had asserted that he would back state rights, but the writer said that he may back down on that for political reasons, but time will tell. I'd like to keep my comments concise to one comment, and that is I, as a journalist, have to meet a deadline twice a week. I don't think it's unreasonable for some entity in the United States to meet a deadline that clarifies to all citizens in the state of California what their reasonable expectation is if they decide to smoke recreational marijuana. Rather than it becoming a protracted scenario within the court system, federal, state, local, and prevent another 20 years of confusion and uneven application of the law. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ross. Any other public input on this matter tonight? Any other public input? Nothing else? Okay. Thank you for your input. The time is now 7:31 p.m. And we'll close the public hearing at this time on this matter. Council members, comments, questions?
My only comment is that I think it would be prudent for us to extend this because we don't know what the state's going to come up with, and this will give us a chance to see what's going on there.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Warren. Mr. Mello?
No.
Nothing further?
No.
Mr. Williams?
I agree with Kerry's comment.
Absolutely. My turn now. Absolutely. And we need to keep in mind that the passage of the recent proposition pertained to recreational marijuana. And, of course, that's uncharted legal territory. there's a lot more to come on that, you know, from the state of California. But this urgency ordinance was... pertains to medicinal marijuana dispensaries in the city limits of the city of Willows. And I wholeheartedly agree that we should continue this urgency measure, keep it in effect until January of 2018 as presented. And that will no doubt, you know, we're going to see a lot of law roll out in the next several months in reference to marijuana in general, especially recreational marijuana. So I think it is definitely the prudent thing to do, so I do concur with that. So with that, anything further from council members before we move on?
Yes.
No. Chief, anything further from staff?
Nothing from staff.
Okay. Pleasure of the council. This is a resolution.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion. I'd move the resolution entitled A Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows extending the effective period of Ordinance Number 719-2016 be adopted.
Mr. Williams has moved that the resolution be approved as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Mello is seconded. Further discussion? This will be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Councilmember Warren?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Yoder? Mayor Hanson?
Aye. Matter carries 4-0. Thank you very much. Moving on to item number 9, ordinances. There are none agendized tonight. Item number 10, regular business items requiring council action. Item 10A, consider adoption of a resolution assigning the typical days, times, and locations for the City of Willows Library Board of Trustees meetings. Chief.
Once again, thank you, Mayor Hanson, members of the council. The Library Board has requested that council adopt a resolution to allow the Library Board of Trustees to meet at 11 a.m. on the second Thursday of every month, commencing in December. The locations in the meetings will rotate between the Willows Library, the Bayless, and the Elk Creek. Once again, this is following up with the ordinance change where they were meeting once a month. Now they're requesting every other.
Thank you, Chief. Any public comment on this matter at this time? Mr. Griffith, anything? I thought you might have something to say.
Robert Griffith, Library Trustee, we're in support of this motion.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Bob. Thank you very much. Okay. Questions, comments, members of the council? Nothing?
No, sir.
Okay. Pleasure of the council. This is a resolution.
Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt a resolution titled "A Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows Assigning the Typical Days, Time, and Locations for the City of Willows Library Board of Trustees Meeting in accordance with the Willows Municipal Code, Title II, Section 2.70.020 of Chapter 2.70.
Be approved.
Very good.
Mr. Mello has moved that the resolution be approved as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Councilmember Williams is seconded. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Yoder? Mayor Hanson?
Aye. Matter carries 4-0. Thank you very much. Item 10B, consider by motion approving a part-time administrative support position, appropriate $7,000 from the general fund for the position, and approve the job description and authorize the city manager to advertise and fill the position. Chief Peabody.
Thank you again. The administrative department within the city has experienced a significant absenteeism rate recently. It's expected to continue. While the existing staff, we've been able to cover it, but it's become increasingly difficult to manage the workload. Before you tonight is a request to go out to look for a assistant for 19 hours a week. There is also the attached budget line and job description. With that, I would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Chief. Council members, do you have any questions, comments for staff?
I have a few questions.
Mr. Mello.
The amount here, the $12 an hour, this estimate, is there any fluctuation in that? Any fluctuation on the $12 an hour?
That's what we're going to fly it at.
That's what you're going to fly at?
Yeah.
Is that good enough to draw enough qualified applicants?
We're not sure. That's what we're hoping for.
So if for some reason it didn't fill at $12 an hour, you would have to come back and ask for
you may grant within the motion, Councilmember Mello, to give the interim city manager authority to change the rate. What would likely happen in the rate change of those would reduce the hours of the overall cost and end up becoming the same.
Why does that happen? Why do you have to reduce the hours? If
we're back to the issue, would there be $7,000 appropriated?
So
we have to come back to council if we appropriate more money.
Okay. Right.
So
right.
You can grant flexibility to the interim CN via the motion.
We get anything further, Mr. Mello?
It would be nice to have the city manager have the flexibility to, or an option to offer more if somebody comes across that is qualified and they have to come back to council for additional money. That's all I have right now.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Miller. And Mrs. Warren?
So, but then the flip side of that is, if they offer more money and they have to do less hours, are you going to be able to get the work done that you need to get done in less hours?
Correct. I believe the 19 hours a week would be suitable. I believe we will be able to fly the position and fill the position at that rate.
Okay. Anything further, Mrs. Moore?
No.
No? Okay. Anything further, Mr. Williams?
Well, actually, I just read through the information, and unfortunately, it looks like, you know, it's necessary, so, you know, I'm in favor of it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Williams. Anything further, Larry? Okay. No, I agree. I agree with moving forward with the $7,000 appropriation. And I also don't have a problem, to include in the motion a possible increase in hourly wages if needed.
That's just not to exceed the $7,000 appropriations.
Sure, it's time. Yeah, it's, you know, the way I look at it. So, yeah, the assistance is needed. You know, the city hall has been operating on a skeleton crew. The city government's been operating on a skeleton crew for several years now, many years now, and it's needed, definitely needed. There's a need, so I agree. So with that, anything further? Okay.
Yes.
This is a motion. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve a part-time administrative support position, appropriate $7,000 from the general fund for the position 301.050, approve the job description and authorize the city manager to advertise and fill the position, and also adjust the hourly rate, but not to exceed the $7,000.
Mr. Williams has moved to approve the matter with an additional clause not to exceed the $7,000 appropriation, depending on the city manager's decision. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Mello has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries 4-0. Thank you very much. Item number 11, council staff reports, comments. Brief reports by members of the administrative staff and the council regarding correspondence, events, and or meetings attended, and upcoming meetings events. Reports shall be limited to city business and shall not request or lead to action by the council at this meeting. Any request that requires council action will be set by the council for a future agenda or referred to staff. Chief, anything from staff?
Just a quick note, offices will be closed Thursday and Friday. And if you look in your folders this evening, Ms. Butler has provided an additional update on other events within city staff.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, I do have that information. Council members, have any questions on Madam Clerk's update? Anything
no
at this
question.
Time? Okay, very good. Anything further, Chief?
Nothing further.
Okay. Mr. Williams.
Well, Mr. Mayor, on November 11th, I attended the Veterans Day ceremony at Veterans Hall. It was well attended, and it was a nice ceremony. On November 17th, I attended the Glenn County Regional Transit Committee meeting and the Glenn County Transportation Commission meeting. It was just a little bit of housekeeping. One of the issues that we did deal with was that we approved a $2 per hour raise for the drivers because basically of the minimum wage going up, and they're having a difficult time, you know, getting qualified people to drive when it's just at minimum wage. So that was approved. We did get a report. The ridership is down except for on the volunteer medical transportation service, and it's up considerably. They assume it's based on the low fuel prices, which is helps on the budget part of it because, you know, it costs us less to operate the buses, but unfortunately the fare box return is lower. And on the Transportation Commission meeting, we just had a few housekeeping with budget. The number one thing on here is that they're requesting bids for the bus barns, which has been an ongoing, you know, project, so we're glad to see that moving forward. And I think it was three meetings ago, I had, you know, brought up an issue of, on Highway 162 that runs down through town, I noticed that on Highway 32 in Orland, that they had, there's many more marked crosswalks, and some of them, you know, I'm not exactly sure what the definition is, but some of them were actually larger with hash marks instead of just the straight lines. We actually brought that up to Mr. Smith with Caltrans at this meeting. Actually, Mayor Hansen brought it back up, and we're going to look into if we can't get some more additional crosswalks on 162 to allow the pedestrians a little safer way across the road, because of the fact that, unfortunately, just like with the city of Orland, you know, we have schools that are separated by that highway, and so our concern is that, you know, young kids, they have a very short attention span, and we want to make sure that they're safe getting back and forth to school. And we did have that, you know, major injury on 162, so try to prevent that. And let's see here. On November 18th, our son graduated the CHP Academy and is now an officer. He's assigned to the Garberville office, and so we are thrilled to death. I'm hoping that both my kids make good money, so that way when I get old, I can move in with them. That's my report. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Mr. Miller?
No.
Ms. Warren?
I have nothing.
Nothing?
Absolutely nothing.
You have nothing?
Nothing.
Okay, you will next time.
So I will say thank you very much for dinner the other night. That was a very nice gathering.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Carrie. I just had one item. I attended the Regional Transit Committee and the Glenn County Transportation Commission meeting along with Mr. Williams the other day, and he covered that very well. Thanks, Jeff. Right after that, the Glenn County Waste Management Regional Agency meeting was held at the Board of Supervisors Chambers. Routine business, except for one item that is all in our forefront and our thoughts, and that is the closure of the Glenn County landfill. So that process is moving forward. The geotechnical laying of the geotechnical work, and the you know, in other words, what type of foundation for the you know, the ultimate, you know, closure cap moves forward in reference to landfill operations and closure construction. On November 22nd, which is today, power was to be turned on. The new power that was running to the site was to be turned on. Hopefully that was. And approval has been received from the Regional Water Quality Control Board to work on the closure cap. However, the USDA financing still moves forward. So that's about it. So there's not enough, bottom line is there's not enough money to close the landfill at this time, but hopefully there will be a USDA loan and some USDA financing coming forth. So it moves on. The date, I asked again at that meeting, the date fluctuates on the actual closure. It's going to be sooner than later. There was to be a firm date of September of next year for closure, but that may even move around a little bit now. So it's kind of hard to say. So I'll let you know in 3 months we'll have another Waste Management Regional Agency JPA meeting, and I will advise at that time. So moving forward slowly at a snail's pace. So there we are. So that's all I have to report. So moving on to item 12, executive session. There is none agendized tonight, and item 13, adjournment. The time is 7:47 p.m. Thank you for attending, and meeting adjourned.